Right. So we get started again. The next talk is Debojit talking about extending AFXDP for fast collocated packet transfer. So,
okay, thank you. So I'm going to talk about AFXDP and some extensions that I did in my PhD work. This has been collaboration with many of the students who are working with my professors. So let me just get started first. So how many of you have used XDP? Okay, everyone. You know what it does, right? Fast packet processing, implement your own stuff, runs in the driver, very fast, right? For example, if IP is something, drop, it happens, right? But one thing that you might have experienced is that there are many constraints. You cannot do everything. If you say, okay, I'm going to hold off this packet and I will send up a packet later on, you cannot do. There is not such things, right? So one other alternative that we have is AFXDP. So here, what we do is, so let me again ask, who have used AFXDP? Okay, fine. So here what you do is, instead of do the processing in the XDP layer, you just run a XDP program, which will say, okay, instead of processing here, I will send the packet to some other application that is running in the user space. And what it can do is that it can deliver the packet in zero copy manner. So basically the driver can directly, the NIC can directly DMA the packet into user space memory. And it's really awesome. You can get like some good performance out of it. Now, what like we would like to do is that we would like to have multiple such applications, zero copy applications running in the same machine. Because of efficiency reason, or you want to come up with a strategy where you are breaking your application into smaller parts and you are then like joining them together to give some service, right? This is the goal that we want to do. But the problem is that being a raw socket, like if you want to transmit the packet goes out through the NIC. You cannot say, okay, I want to send packet from application one to application two. It will go out, right? How do you solve that? So what are the existing solution? You will say, okay, SRIOV, I'm going to use the hardware support that is there in the machine, there in the NIC, and then I'm going to use that to redirect the packet from one application to other application. But as it turns out, the support for AFXDP on such drivers is very scarce. Very scarce. For example, virtual function support is only available for Mellanox MLX5, and sub function support is only for ICE and MLX5, right? And also, if you try to implement this in SRIOV, since there will be packet copies from one application to the other applications, the throughput will decrease because of such copies that will happen. Because ideally, if you have multiple such application and they are running in the same machine, if you somehow can share memory between these applications, you can just pass pointer from one application to other application, right? So other thing that you could have think of, like a possible solution, is like there are works in DPDK like OpenADVM which tries to solve this problem by having a user space application, a manager kind of stuff, which orchestrates this packet transfer from one such application to other application. But the problem is that now there is a very tight coupling between such libraries as well as the applications that people are going to make, right? And also you have to change all these AFXDP, whatever applications you are making, you have to change them with new APIs, right? So what we have done, what our work is that we have implemented packet redirection from one AFXDP application to other AFXDP application inside the kernel itself. Therefore, if you want, for example, if the app 1 wants to send packets